What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 94 of the Car 5 podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Lotus again and their launching of the 2020 Evora. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So everybody, Lotus is back in the game. They are kicking and moving, and they're just alive right now. After the recent unveiling of the Lotus Evija, which is their 1,973 horsepower electric hypercar, Lotus has also unveiled the brand new version of their Evora, the 2020. All the specs are out, the pictures of the car, everything is just moving for Lotus. I'm so happy for them now that they got the financial backing they needed. They're officially back into the game and have resumed with their production of vehicles. Like I said, we have all the specs and all the details, so let's go ahead and get right into things. We're going to go ahead and start off with performance factors for the 2020 Lotus Evora. It's going to be utilizing a supercharged 3.5-liter six-cylinder engine, in which is going to produce 416 horsepower and 317 pound-feet of torque. Your 0 to 60 time is 3.8 seconds, while your top speed is 188 miles per hour. The cool thing about this is you can get this in either an 8-speed transmission automatic or a 6-speed manual transmission, which makes me smile because I'm a huge fan of manuals. I absolutely love them, and it makes me happy to know other people besides Porsche and Aston Martin are doing their best to try and keep the manual alive. Lotus is one of those companies. I'm just smiles for this company, all smiles. You have several different driving modes that are available, as along with four ESP or traction control settings. You're gonna have drive, sport, race, and the most interesting one is literally called off. So if you plan on taking your car on the track, and if you think you're a good enough driver, go ahead and turn that traction control off and to test your driving ability. Moving on to the exterior of the car, there's all sorts of new present that you can see right off the bat. If you look at a picture of an older model Lotus Evora and look at a new one, you can immediately tell some differences. Just right off the bat, you can see there's a new diffuser, carbon fiber air ducts, a new front lip, and front wheel louvers over the front wheels as well. You're going to have 19-inch wheels on the front, which are then accompanied by 20-inch wheels in the rear, which are, of course, to no surprise, going to be using Michelin Sport Cup 2s, which are, you know, just every car that's utilizing any form of performance factors is going to be using these tires. Phenomenal around the track, typically very wide and typically very sticky as well. And the car is also going to be using very lightweight Eibach springs. You're going to be having Bilstein dampers, AP Racing 4-piston calipers, and you're going to have cross and drilled ventilated front brakes, or I should all brakes around the Evora, as they are a standard feature on the car. Option wise for the exterior, you can have 1-inch wider wheels and a carbon fiber exterior package, which is going to include the rear bumper, the rear diffuser, front paneling, just all other etc's parts around the exterior of the car. For an additional $10,000, you can basically have an exterior carbon fiber package as part of the car. Moving on to the interior, Alcantara is going to be throughout the entire car, in which this case leather is an option if you do want it. I've always felt Alcantara is a pretty cool option. I mean, you can practically get leather in any car nowadays. Go with something cool and unique. Go with Alcantara on this one. And you're also going to have a 7-inch infotainment system, in which Android Auto and Apple CarPlay is going to be a standard feature, which is kind of becoming a standard thing in a lot of cars nowadays. I have a couple Mercedes-Benzes myself, and both of them have Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. I'm an Android person myself. Sorry, Apple people. I am an Android person. But yes, the 2020 Lotus Evora will be utilizing a smartphone integration package for Apple CarPlay and or Android Auto. Starting price is $96,450, which is kind of a price for a of what I've always considered Lotus to be, go-karts, great track cars. Of course, there's several different types of cars you can get for that price. If you want to be technical, depending on where you live, living in California like myself, let's just round it up and say 100 grand. You can get yourself a 2020 Lotus Evora, or you can get yourself a 2020 C63S AMG. What would you choose? I don't know. It depends on what you want it for. But if you're going to take your car to the track, this would be a fun car. This would be a fun car to get. Obviously, it's going to be less expensive than if you were to get a car such as like a GT3 or a 911, something like that. But hey, all in good fun. That's not what this episode is about. This episode is about Lotus getting back in the game, getting back into production of their vehicles, and they're just on pace to do great things. So ladies and gentlemen, that's actually all we have for episode number 94, talking about the 2020 Lotus Evora. God, I sound like a broken record. I'm just so happy they're back in it. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the very first time, thank you so much. Go ahead and head over to the YouTube channel, unless you're watching on YouTube already. Just browse the channel. If you see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You guys know if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget also, if you guys are looking for your favorite shirt, jacket, accessory, anything you guys might want from your favorite car brand, check out the link in the description, www.tlog.com, which is your guys' go-to source for authentic brand merchandise from your favorite manufacturer. Last but not least, don't forget to tune in to episode number 95. We're going to be talking about the SSC Tuatara, another American hypercar. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.